Thanks for joining A&M Conversation With, a podcast series featuring Alvarez and Marsal leaders discussing the trends impacting businesses today.
On this episode of A&M Conversation With, we will be featuring part one from a webinar on valuation issues for private equity funds. The moderator, Ian Blance of Voltaire Advisors, talks to Richard Bibby and Mark McMahon about recent developments.
We're talking about, you know, recent developments in private equity valuations. And I think that I know, Mark, you've recently done some work on the latest kind of landscape of this topic. So I'd like to give you both actually the opportunity to kind of set the scene a little bit with some opening remarks about, you know, what you folks see as relatively important at the moment, how you've seen things going over the last few years. So if you could kind of set the scene a little bit, then Mark, I'll start with you, I think, on this one.
I think it's an unusually dynamic period of time for us in the valuation space. That's partly due to asset managers and strategics being very active. And that's, you know, I think in line with what we're seeing in global coordinated growth that many policymakers have been commenting on as they evaluate interest rate policies and fiscal stimulus and things of that nature. But also there's a lot going on in our industry. There's, you know, shifts in the regulatory environment. There's obviously impact of U.S. tax policies on how we evaluate the end result of what we do, but how we do it. There's, you know, new standards, and we can talk about that, the mandatory performance framework that's being kind of rolled out in fits and starts in the U.S., and that's having an industry impact. So I think, you know, there's industry-wide things going on, and there's also sort of macroeconomic issues happening that are proving to, I think, keep a lot of us you know, on our toes and very busy just doing our core work, but also advising our clients as to, you know, if they do this on their own, how to approach it. And that's obviously all those things I think we'll talk in more in detail here, but I think it's very encouraging. It's no one, I think, wants to go to work every day saying same old, and that's certainly not the environment we're in right now.
Richard, I think from the European perspective, you were saying earlier to me that things are busy and varied. How are you kind of viewing things at the moment?
Yeah, I'd echo the, Mark's comments. And I think also, I don't think there's ever been as much a focus on fair value and valuation when it comes to funds and portfolio valuation. I mean, I remember a little off the record chat I had at the three conference, probably 10 years ago or so. And it probably helps to demonstrate what's happened in the time period since. But in those old days, a GP was telling me, why are they interested in valuing the portfolio companies? Because, you know, investors and us, we realize our profits and our investment when we sell, and the interim valuation doesn't really matter too much. And I think that's definitely the old days and the way that historically things may have been looked at. But these days, LPs are under increased pressure to report and understand and know where they're allocating all their investment funds, and everything has to be up to date. And so those old approaches are no longer reasonable or realistic for funds to take. So everybody has to, whether it's been pushed by investors or whether it's been pushed by regulators, everybody has to have a bit of a focus on valuation. And even if there isn't cash flow moving at the time that you're looking at it, everyone needs to have the best possible information. So I think these days, everybody's much more focused on reporting and performance and access to information and visibility. And those are all the things that that we'll probably cover in the next hour, but also are more relevant now than ever have been.
For our listeners, for more information, visit our homepage at alvarezandmarsal.com and connect with us on LinkedIn at Alvarez and Marsal.